Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live. Let's get it. Listen, let me go ahead and go live on Instagram. Yeah, we live. We here live. Listen. Today we talking. We going in deep. Listen. If this is your first time joining, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and today we're talking about your full potential, or how to unlock your full potential. Let me know in the comments if you have potential in yourself and you want to unlock it for yourself. Let's go. Listen. Full transparency. Okay. Today has been a rough one. Today has been a crazy one, but it's been amazing all around. So, first thing that I do want to say, I want to speak about the elephant in the room. And by the elephant in the room, I'm just saying the elephant in the room is like what's obvious. Speaking about the thing that's obvious. So obviously, I have on my right side, I have my eyes swollen. No, I didn't get beat up. No, I didn't have an altercation. Furthermore, I did hit myself on the head with something metal. Okay, so yes, my eye is swollen. It's swollen. Yeah, I went to the hospital today, got stitches, and I'm okay. But today, the show gotta go on. The show has to go on. Today is unlocking your full potential. And whenever I go through things, whenever I go through life, I'm always trying to find the lesson behind what I just went through, what I need to learn from this. And oftentimes, it's learning that it's okay to go through hard times, because hard times are able to make you stronger. I want to, real quick, before I go any further, I want to look up the word potential. Like, what is the definition of potential? That's what I want to look up. So I'm going to go to Google right quick. I'm going to look up the word potential. P-O-E-P-O-T-E-N-T-I-A-L. There we go. Potential definition. Yeah, there we go. There we go. So what I'm going to do, if you're watching this on audio, go to YouTube, Terrell Humphrey. YouTube to see the full video and show and see what he's showing. Furthermore, I will actually show it right here. Vision Circle, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining. Nay Nalikir, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining. Listen, I'm looking up the word potential. What is the definition of potential? The definition of potential. Let me go ahead and share my screen. Can y'all see this? Yeah, I think y'all can see this. So the definition of potential is having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. Okay, let's look up capacity, because that's a good word itself. So it's important to understand what these words are explaining, or the meaning behind them. Capacity means the maximum amount that something can contain. Your potential is something that can be contained. Hold on, let me go back to potential. Let me read it again. Having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. And capacity is the maximum amount that something can contain. Listen. Let me go ahead and come back right quick. Listen, today it's about potential. It's about unlocking your potential and understanding. It said it meant to me. Yeah, what's going on? I appreciate you for joining in. Listen, it is so important to understand that everyone has potential. Everybody's potential is different, but it's recognizing that your different is what makes you unique. So today, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I said that yes, I'm going to speak about the elephant in the room. Okay, so I do have my eye is swollen on my right side. I didn't get beat up. I didn't have an altercation, but I did learn something new. I was able to learn something new. And the thing that I was able to learn was that even when times will get harder, even when things appear difficult, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It doesn't mean that it's the last of the world. Listen, how I got this, okay? My wife was working out. And as we was working out, there's a little handle that you can place on the dip machine. And as you're dipping yourself, it's either stable, like it's in place, or it's not in place, which means that it's there and it can be easily moved. And as it's easily moving, it's more so of it's not properly secure. It's not properly safe. And so as I'm doing the workout, as I'm doing dips, the first set that I did it pretty good. No problem, no hesitation. The next time I did it, it was my fault because I had moved it up. But once I moved it up, I didn't lock it in place. And so as I'm doing the dip, as I go down, the bar come down and hit me on my head. So mind you, now I'm bleeding. now a metal just hit my head, and it just hit my head, and now I'm just holding my head. I'm holding my head now. And what was so incredible was that as I was working out, I was saying like, today feel kind of hard. Today feel kind of hard. Let me write some on the board right quick. Today feel kind of hard. That's crazy. I can't find my... Let me see. Today feel kind of hard. So I wanted to write it on the board. Today feels... I just want to write that right quick. Hold on. Today feels hard. Today feels hard. Listen, as we was working out, it was difficult for me to get in the mood, for me to get in the zone, for me to be fully in tune with the workout. And as I continue to go on, I felt that it was hard. I felt that it was difficult. I felt that something was pulling me back. And even though I was pushing through this feeling and I was overcoming this emotion, I was dipping and yet the bar dipped and hit me. See, oftentimes we just have to understand that there's a lesson behind everything that we are going through, because what we are going through is helping us become the best that we can be. See, life shows us that nothing happens on accident. Nothing happens when you least expect it. Nothing happens on your timing. See, even though the gym today was hard, it had many lessons. It had a major lesson. See, the major lesson that it had was to learn from the situation and observe the situation and gain a lesson from it. I would have had a headband on my head, but hold on, let me see if I can send it. I'm going to try to send it to myself. I had a headband on my head. Only reason why it's off is because the thing wasn't as tight. I don't know what to call it, but the thing wasn't as tight. So I just got it. Let me show y'all this. Hold on. Let me show y'all this right quick. Let me see. There we go. Look at that. Look at that. Head wrapped up in everything. Why am I showing this? Because oftentimes we just have to see. Let me come back to the camera. Oftentimes we have to see the journey. We have to see what others go through. We have to understand that everything's not going to always be good. Everything's not going to always be perfect. But what do we do when life is throwing hard in it? What do we do when life is throwing curveballs at us? It's so amazing, so astounding to understand that there's a process behind everything that we go through. Grant, what it do, man? What it do, man? Look, your boy got a swollen eye, bro. your boy got a swollen eye, man. And one thing that I learned is that even though it's hard, even though it's difficult, there's potential on the other side of your journey. There's potential in you and that it has to be unlocked. The banking bag. There's potential in you that has to be discovered. See, my potential is in me because it's constantly being discovered for myself. See, the beauty behind the growth is that it doesn't stop happening. It doesn't stop coming. Graham said, hello. Oh, where is that? Okay. You got beat up by your lady. Now I got beat up by a bar, bro. I got beat up by a bar. And the beauty thing behind the journey is that your potential gets unlocked every single day. You have potential. Your potential just needs to be discovered for yourself. As you go along this journey, as you go along the process, as you go along a new discovery, just know that you are not the same you that you were last week. You're not the same you that you were 2 weeks ago. You're not the same you that you were a year ago. Your potential constantly gets developed because you learn new information, you experience new things in life, and you just continue to push through. See, the reason why I wrote this on this board right here to say today feels hard is because I was feeling something different. I was feeling that it was hard. It was hard because it was something that was pushing me. It was something that was making me uncomfortable. It was something that was encouraging me to keep going. Because obviously, if I'm doing something right, there's going to be some type of pull and disconnect. There's going to be some type of overwhelmed feeling that's going to come about. Oftentimes, as it's coming about in our lives, we have to understand it's preparing us for something new. It's preparing us to unlock our potential. It's preparing us to discover our full potential. One thing that happens a lot is that our potential is only just beginning. It's only just being discovered. It's only a glimpse of what you can become when you start. And as you continue along your journey, you become more than you think. I become more than I think. I become more than I thought. Because I continue to show up. Because I continue to be and understand, like, there's a process that has to go behind everything. Just because you feel some type of way doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Feel that feeling. Sit in that feeling. Observe that feeling. By observing, I'm saying identify what you are feeling. See, oftentimes that stretch is going to pull us so much until we force ourselves to let go. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Listen, you see, your potential is something like a rubber band. Not them thin ones. Them thin ones pop quickly. They pop, and as soon as you pull it, it just pop. I've popped myself a lot of times with them small rubber bands. Okay, see, there's a difference. You got a small rubber band, which is you just starting to unlock your potential. Then you have a thick rubber band. See, the difference between the skinny one and the thick one is that the thick one is going to last a little bit longer. It's going to last a little bit longer because that thin one is going to pop so easily because you haven't fully discovered. Capacity. Somebody said capacity. Vision Circus said capacity. See, the difference between the small rubber band and the thick rubber band is the capacity that it can hold. It's the capacity that it can hold. See, that skinny one is you discovering yourself. Is you discovering your potential. Is you stretching yourself just a little bit much. Because the thin one can go back further than you expect. It can go back further than you expect. And see, the difference between the skinny one and the thick one, the thick rubber band, it forces you to pull it back. It don't come as easy as the skinny one. The thick rubber band forces you to pull.
It forces you to do. It forces you to be uncomfortable. It forces you to unlock your potential. See, as you to continue to be and unlock your potential, your thick rubber band is constantly stretching because you are growing within yourself. See, one thing about potential is that we all have it. Yet, oftentimes, it's being around the right people that will force our potential to come. That will force our potential to be discovered. One thing for certain, two things for sure, is that you can't grow if you're not around the right people. Who helped at the gym? You okay? No, yeah, my wife helped me. My wife helped me. I appreciate it. One thing for sure is that we can't grow without people, without the right people being around us. Without the right people being around us. I appreciate y'all for joining. If y'all joining, let me show y'all this picture right quick. Let me show y'all this picture because today's message came from what happened. That's crazy. As soon as you want to find something, you can't. As soon as you want to show something, you can't find it. Yep, I found it. Hold on. Let me share the screen again. Let me know if y'all can see it. Listen, I'm really supposed to have the thing on, but I don't know how to tighten it back up or if I need a pad or something for it. Furthermore, this was yesterday. I was thinking to myself, I was like, dang, I didn't even record that. As much as I want to record it, I didn't even record it. But it matters so much because your potential forces you to be uncomfortable. Chasing your dreams forces you to do something that's not going to make you happy. I'm sorry, that is going to make you happy, but it's going to force you to be and do something uncomfortable. There are times when life is going to hit you, and as it's hitting you, how are you getting back up? I mean, I watched this movie saw this clip with Rocky Balboa in the Rocky series, and he was like, it's not the matter of how hard you get hit. It's the matter of how many times you can get hit and get back up. I said, why is that analogy so good? Why is it so perfect timing? See, life is going to hit you. And as it's hitting you, you have to learn how to get back up. You have to learn how to discover and discover yourself and learn more about yourself. See, when you're just starting to find your potential, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be overwhelming. It's going to be stressful, just like the rubber band. You have to force yourself to stretch, because as you're stretching, you're starting to learn more about yourself. The difference between the thin rubber band, get back up one more time, get back up one more time, and get knocked down another, and continue to get back up. See, the thin rubber bands pop so easy because you just started along your journey. But versus the thick rubber band, it goes back. The capacity is a lot stronger because of the width of the rubber band. The rubber band is not going to pop you as easily. On the other hand, if it do pop you, it's going to leave a little sting. Now, a little sting is going to leave a little whip, okay? That thick one is going to hurt. Just imagine the growth that you can develop within a month. Just imagine the growth that you can develop within a year. Just imagine the growth that you can develop within 5 years. See, oftentimes we underestimate our potential because we don't even know what our potential looks like. It's starting that's scary. It's starting that feels hard. Because how do you start something when you have no idea where to begin? One thing that I've learned is that you don't grow if you don't try. You don't grow if you don't put the work in. You don't grow if you are comfortable. See, as I was working out and I hit my head, I got back up. Okay, first off, I was bleeding, okay? I wasn't bleeding that much, but I was bleeding enough. So my wife helped me. And so later on, maybe a couple hours, I went to the hospital. And they stitched me up. They stitched me up. First off, he numbed me. I've never had a shot in my head, but he numbed me, okay? I didn't even look at the needle. I just closed my eyes. The doctor trying to talk to him. I said, "Doc, you gonna have to hold on. This crap hurt." I say, "Doc, you gonna have to hold on. This crap hurt." So he trying to, I understand what he's doing. He want me to calm down. But bro, you have a needle in my head that's numbing me. How do you want me to be calm? No. I'm like, Doc, you gonna have to wait. You gonna have to hold up. This joker hurt. JP, what's going on, man? This joker hurt. I ain't gonna lie. You gonna have to hold on. You have to give me, you gonna have to do what you need to do first, and then we can talk. But that's what I'm thinking. And so as he's doing the process, as he numbing my head to stitch me up, it just taught me that you have to feel pain. You have to feel pain in order to be numb, in order to discover your potential. Everyone has potential. Everyone has will. Everyone has a dream. Oftentimes, it's the dream and the thought that stops a lot of people. It's the thought that stops a lot of people, because how do you make your potential come out of you? How do you make your potential show up when it's not even expected? Chris, what's going on, man? I appreciate y'all for joining in. How do you discover your potential? For those of you just joined, listen, we're talking about potential. I'm going to read this definition right quick. I'm going to share my screen. Let me go back to potential. I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to show you what the definition of potential means. It's having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. So the word I just looked up, the other word I looked up was capacity, the maximum amount that something can contain. And I just saw this one, the amount that something can produce. Your potential. Let me read it again. Having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. Not in the past. Let me come back. Hold on. Let me come back. Not in the past. You can't discover your potential in the past. You can't discover your potential living in the past. Because it just doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. How do you discover your potential if the only thing you're worried about is the past? See, that's when I understood that there's more here. There's more that has to be learned. Your potential is something that grows with you. Not only grows with you, but enhances. By enhances, I'm saying improving. Because you improve when you keep going. You improve when you learn more. You improve when you show up. See, even though I have this big bruise on my head, I'm going to do the same exercises that I was doing today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Furthermore, I'm going to make sure that the bar is secure. Because I'm not living in the past. I'm not living in the past. There's no need for me to live in the past because it already happened. It's already happened. And understanding that I have control of how I think, what I do, what I need to do to go about doing it, I'm no longer feeling like it's hard. I'm now feeling like that I can do it. Can you argue that by reflecting on your past, fairly can recognize your potential? Yes. Yes. If you recognize your past. That great question, my cousin Chris, bro. Great question. If you recognize your past and use your past as a stepping stool rather than a crutch, you can grow. You can discover your potential. Because if you really think about it, if you really go back into like when you was a child or when you was younger, what you are doing now, you probably was doing it when you was younger. When I was in high school, I think it was like the 9th or 10th grade. When I was in high school, we had to do a project. And the project that we had to do, I talked to the camera. I was talking to the camera. Without me even knowing that I was going to continue to be talking to the camera, continue to be making videos and content and doing what I was doing back then, it surprised me because when I ran into my high school teacher that I did the project for, she was like, "You remember when you used to did that? When you did that?" I'm like, "No, I don't. I don't remember that." But then as she was describing, I'm like, "Oh, I do remember that. I hate I can't find the video. I hate I cannot find the video. But if I was to find a video, what I was doing back in the day, I'm still doing today. I'm still doing today. It's just in a different way. It's just in a different manner. It's just in a different potential. My potential get developed every day, every month, every year. Your potential get developed every day, every month, every year. Oftentimes, it's the year, the day, the month that stops a lot of people because we're never starting to chase our dreams, unlock our potential. Potential can be discovered. You can grow in a better way now, in a better way now, in a better way because of the things and the information that I've learned. And it's so important that to believe that you have potential. Because when you feel like you have potential, when you have a dream, when you have a goal, when you have something that you would like to pursue, now it starts to go from, when do I start? To how can I make this dream come true? How can I help others believe in themselves as a dream? This is a dream. This is a dream. Would have never thought I'd be going live, talking live and talking to people I've never met before. At least that's what I would have thought would have happened. What does happen is that as I continue to learn, as I continue to grow, as I continue to improve, something's going to come from it. Impact, money, awareness, growth, development, potential. Something's going to come from me doing the work today. And see, the work doesn't go unnoticed. The work doesn't go unnoticed. It goes noticed until you start, until you be consistent, until you stay along the journey. One thing that's easy to do is throw in the towel and walk away. What you were doing in the past, just think about it. Just think about what you like to do, why you like doing it, why did you start, what makes you do it. As I was in this hospital today, I was speaking to the radiology personnel. I think that's the one that does the x-ray. So as I'm speaking to her, I asked her, so how long have you been doing it? She was like, I've been doing it for a long time. I said, well, like 2 years or something like that? She was like, no, I've been doing it a long time. I can tell she was an older woman. I said, okay. I said, so what made you get into it? What made you actually want to pursue the medical field? She was like, her mom and dad was in the medical field. So even at her young age, when she was young, she was around the medical field. She was around the medical field, and her parents inspired her to be in the medical field. And the reason why I'm saying this is because oftentimes we miss the signs that has happened in our past that will help us in our future because our present is not focused on our potential. Everyone has potential. Everyone has a dream. Everyone has a goal. And oftentimes it's just being around the right environment that forces it out. Because it's no longer, it feel hard. It is hard. It is hard. It is hard discovering your potential. It is difficult discovering your dream. It is difficult walking in your path. It is difficult creating and understanding the journey that you can be on. It is difficult. The ones that fight through the difficulty are the ones that find their potential. The ones that push through the difficulty are the ones that discover their potential. What is potential? Let me go back to the definition. Let me read what potential is. See, potential, the definition of potential. Let me go ahead and share my screen. Potential. Having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. Your future is what matters. Let's look up the word capacity. Let's look back up the word capacity. It says the amount that something can attain. Or the amount that something can produce. What is your potential producing for you? What is your dream producing and creating for you? What is your goal and your idea forming for you? See, your potential is something that should be chased. that can be chased, that can be accomplished. Potential is something that we all have, yet that we all are not living in. How do you live in your potential when your potential hasn't been discovered? When your potential hasn't been discovered. 3 steps to discover your potential. Okay. First off, don't forget about the past. Don't live in the past. Hold on, my camera just went off. Hold on. It should be back. There we go. Yeah, I'm back. Excuse me. 3 steps to discover your potential. First off, don't forget about your past. As difficult as this might seem, don't let go of your past. Work with your past. I remember when I was younger, me and my 2 brothers, we was in a singing group. We was performing in front of people. We was singing in front of people at church. And as I'm remembering this, I'm understanding, oh, that's where my confidence came from. When I was younger, me and my 2 brothers, we were singing in front of strangers. They used to call us Shadrach, Meshach, and the Billy Goat. I think it's the Billy Goat. They used to call us that because it was me and my 2 brothers, my twin and my oldest brother, and we were singing. We were singing. Tamaris, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining in. We were singing. The past was something that I wasn't aware of. Because as I'm speaking about this, it unlocked a new memory. It unlocked a new memory. Why do I have so much confidence? Where did this confidence even come from? I know it didn't come from last year. I know it didn't come from the year before last. Where did it actually start and begin? Wanta, what's going on? I think I said that. If I said that incorrectly, I do apologize. Where did this confidence come from? Our mama made us sing in person, in front of a lot of people. Dress up. Think about, oh my goodness. I remember when we was younger, we did a fashion show. Why did I start dressing like this? My mama instilled that confidence. We was dressing in a way where we had to be presentable. Fast forward today, dressing in a way that has to be presentable. See, oftentimes we just have to go back in our past and just understand that our past is making us, is preparing us for our future. It's preparing us for our future. And what stops a lot of people is that you live in the past without preparing for your future. See, you call that potential not being, hello, you call that potential on hold because you're not discovering what you can become. You're not even discovering it. I remember another memory. The first lesson is to never forget about your past. I remember another memory. When we was younger, we was like maybe 3, 4, maybe 5, give or take around the age we was in elementary, whatever age elementary is. And so as we was there, the news station, the camera, news camera was there. I'm looking it up. My mom wasn't in front of the camera. Since she was in front of the camera, we was in front of the camera. What am I doing today? In front of the camera. In front of the camera. See, the first lesson is so important because your past is going to prepare you for your future. You just have to understand what you have done in the past and why did you start doing it. Unlock them memories. Don't close them away. Don't forget about them. Don't say this memory was trash and I don't remember it. There's going to be times when different memories pop up. And as it's popping up, you will see why you're on the right path. At least for me, the memories that I just shared, I really forgot about them until I start talking about it now. Speaking about it now. It got discovered when I was younger. And as I grow, learn, become more aware, continue along the path, put myself in uncomfortable situations, I discover my potential because my potential get developed over years. It get developed over years. Even though I started making videos officially during COVID back in 2020, officially started making videos. Well, you've been making videos ever since you was younger. You've been making videos ever since you was younger. You just didn't understand the type of videos that you was making. Oh, that's different. That's different. See, it's different because it gives you some type of direction that you would like to pursue. You can pursue the right direction if your potential is aligned in your path, in your direction. Nothing's going to come easy to you. Your dream will not be accomplished if your potential is not discovered. Your potential has to be something that pushes you, has to be something that encourages you, has to be something that inspires you. The first lesson is to never forget about your past, but to let your past be the stepping stone to your future, the stepping stone to your potential. The next lesson that I want to hit on, the next lesson that I want to explain is to throw away the perfectionist. Throw away the perfectionist idea. You do not need to be perfect to start. If you look back when you started doing something, started learning, started talking, started walking, started running, started playing, you wasn't perfect. You wasn't perfect. A baby can fall down a lot of times until they learn how to walk. When they start to walk, now they get confidence to take a step at a time. As they're taking a step at a time, now it's hard for them to stand up because they're going to fall again. One thing that a baby is, that a lot of adults are not, are resilient. They willing to get back up and try again. They willing to try and build that confidence up within themselves. See, they understand without them even knowing there is a process to this. There's levels to this. Just like today, there's levels to your growth. There's levels to your dreams. There's levels to your potential. We just start with where we are at. And use our potential to prepare for the future. And to prepare for the future. The second lesson is to stop trying to be perfect. You do not need to be perfect to discover your potential. On the contrary, you do need to start. You do need to start doing something. Something you're good at, something you would like to try, something that's going to like just bring you joy. You do not have to be perfect. Yet you do have to start doing something. You do have to start doing something. When me and my two brothers started singing, our mama made us start. We didn't take no singing classes. We didn't take no preparation classes. She taught us. She taught us a song and she had us sing it. And she had to sing it. She taught us a song and she had to sing it. My mom, what's going on, man? What's going on, Jay? My mama knew a song and she told us to sing it, told us to practice it. Now, as you get older and go through life, you understand that singing and learning a song is not just singing. There's training that has to go behind this. There's vocal lessons that has to be learned. There's information that hasn't been discovered that you need to discover when you're singing, when you're rapping, when you're speaking, when you're doing something. My mama just told us, learn this song. When you learn this song, start singing this song. That's what we did. That's what we did. We wasn't perfect. We just started. The reason why starting with you're not perfect is going to help you discover your potential over time. Because you get perfect as you gain the information. You get perfect as you gain the skills. You get perfect as you continue to go along your journey. Your journey is your journey, yet your journey is so special and unique. Your potential is what pushes you. Your potential is something that inspires you. Your potential is something that helps you. Because even though you're not perfect, doesn't mean you can't be good over time. doesn't mean you can't be good over time. And over time, you become your best. Your potential is preparing you for your future. And your future, it get built from the work that you do today, from the information that you learn today, from the knowledge and the people that you're around today. Your future get built from the efforts that you're doing today. Even though your past is the past, use your past as a stepping stone that will help you discover your potential over time. That will help you discover your potential in the future. Because today, you've started. Now, the answers might seem all over the place. It might seem overwhelming. It might seem like you are not on the right path. But my friend, let me tell you, you are on the right path because you're doing something for yourself. You're doing something for yourself because it's helping you learn more about your potential. It's helping you learn more about your dreams. It's helping you learn more about your goals. It's helping you just be focused on what you would like to do. See, you're no longer feeling that it's hard. You knowing that it's hard. Let me write that out. Let me scratch that out. Today feels, no. Instead of feels, no. It's hard. I'm going to put it's right there. You knowing that it's hard. You just know it. You just know it. You're not feeling anymore. You know it's hard. Even though it's hard, you're still going to do it. Your potential is something that's going to live with you forever. It's going to stay with you forever. It's going to actually grow as you develop more in life. As you develop more in life, you don't need to be perfect to start. Second lesson is that you don't need to be perfect to start. You just need to start to get perfect. Lesson number one, you do not have to, don't forget about your past. Use your past as a stepping stone that will help you later on in life. That will help you discover your potential because your past is something that you've been doing your entire life. You just haven't really paid attention to it. The last lesson, the most important lesson, is to give it time. It's to get, hold on, let me, you feel me, listen. And let me do that again. I had to look at the camera and do it. Give yourself time to discover your potential. One thing that's so overwhelming is that I never understood. I'm going to use Magic Johnson as an example. Magic Johnson was a gifted point guard for the Lakers. He was gifted in high school. Magic Johnson is an NBA Hall of Famer, entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur, I'm sorry. And as he was growing up, he had the skills. He had the development. He had his potential. And I remember one time he gave an interview and he said, Magic Johnson said, he was like that one of his teammates, once he put up a shot, one of his teammates hit him. Like he snuck him. And then Magic Johnson was like, okay. Okay. And then I think the other guy put up a shot. Then when the other guy put up a shot, Magic Johnson came and returned the favor. Like he hit him and pushed him down. And then the whole team was like, yeah, we like you, Rook. We like you, Magic. I was like, huh, you got to have some mean confidence to, while you playing basketball, while you getting paid, you got to have some mean confidence to stand up for yourself on this court, on this field, in this profession. See, his potential was already developed over time. He just understood that time was the factor because he had to prove himself. And that's what he did. He proved himself every single day. Every single game, every single practice. He proved himself. He proved himself until he got out the NBA. Yeah, I remember watching this video that he did, this other video. And he was saying, as he was about to get out the NBA, there was successful entrepreneurs or successful business people in the front row. So he used his status as an NBA point guard, as an all-star, to get close to the business people that he wanted to learn from. See, his potential came from someone that was already doing where he wanted to be. Our potential comes from being around people that's doing what we want to be. Because they have information that we don't understand. They've been through life. They've been through different experiences. They were able to unlock their potential. Their potential was something that not only encouraged them, but it inspired them to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep discovering their potential. Time is of the essence, because you have as much time as you need. Oftentimes, you just feel like we don't have a lot of time because we're not using the time that we have. Why is this important? Why is this important? Because one thing that happens to a lot of people is that they never think they have enough time to chase their dreams, to learn a new skill, and to discover their potential. See, it's no longer saying that it feels hard. You're recognizing, you're knowing it's hard. You're knowing that. Nothing that's earned is not given, because everything is worked for. Everything is strived for, is put in the work behind. See, what a lot of people struggle with is the feeling behind the work. It's the feeling behind the work. I'm putting in so much work, yet nothing is coming from this. Nothing is coming from this. Why am I working so hard? Because you know it's going to be hard. You know it's going to be hard. At least now you know it's going to be hard. Now you know. See, the thing about life and potential skills and development is that the moment that it get hard is the second we quit. See, for those of you just joining in, yes, I do have my right side is swollen. Yes, it is swollen. This morning we was working out, and as I was doing dip, I was going down, that joke and hit me in my head. Somebody said, got a new job, regular 8 hours, but I feel like I never had time to do what I need to. Work and then enjoy myself, but I try to take your advice. Ooh, hey man, this is good. This is good, bro. This is good. What's your name? Code Zero the Wise? Hey man, your name is pretty cool. It's pretty cool, first off. That name's pretty cool. You just hit something. So you work 8 hours. Hold on, let me get my calculator out. If you still on, if you still watching this, bro, write down or get your calculator out, or try to write down the numbers down. So I have regular 8 hours, but I feel like I never had time to do what I need to. Okay, so I got 160. Oh no, I'm gonna start all the way over. So 7 times 24 hours, 7 days times 24 hours, that's 24 hours in a day. There's 7 days a week. So we're going to multiply them together. 7 days times 24, that's 168 hours, right? So 7 days times 24 hours, 168 hours. So if you're still on, make sure you jot these numbers down. 7 days times 24 hours equals 168 hours. Okay? So now, you say you work a full-time job, got a new job, regular 8 hours. So 8 hours in a week, you probably work 40 hours. So let's put 40 times 2. No, I'm sorry. 7 days a week, 40. So 168 hours minus 40 hours. That's not counting overtime. That's not counting extending hours that you stay on the clock. So 168 hours minus 40 hours. That's the time that you work. Let's just say you sleep for, the average is 7 hours. Average of individual sleep is 7 hours. So 7 hours times seven times seven is 49, so 128 hours minus 49 equals 79 hours. Okay? So 79 hours. Think now, jot down, what do you do with the time that you have? 79 hours divided by 7 days a week. Let's just say 79 hours divided by 7 days a week is 11 hours and 11 hours and 30 minutes. 11 hours and 30 minutes a day. What are you doing for 11 hours and 30 minutes a day? What are you doing for 11 hours and 30 minutes a day? That's, we have to recognize the time that we have and understand the time that we have is a lot of time if we're putting time towards the right thing. If we're putting time towards our potential, towards our dream, towards our growth. I'm going to give you a prime example. Right now, I'm in Florida. It's 12:17 a.m. I'm making time to make this video because I'm using the time that I have. It's not about understanding. It's not about you not having time. It's you making time for what you would like. 11 hours and 30 minutes. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time? The reason why I say give it time and the reason why I just broke this down, because oftentimes that's our number one excuse. We don't have time. We don't have enough time to do anything. Wasting it, I won't argue back. Wasting it, I won't argue back. Listen. There's a process behind everything. There's a journey behind everything. I'm not saying what you are doing, you're wasting your time, but just change it. Are you doing what you're doing enough to discover your potential? If yes, keep doing it. If no, and you want to change something, you have to change the time that you put into things that doesn't matter. You just have to. You just have to. If you want to chase your dreams, discover your passion, unlock your potential is going to take some work. You changing your life is going to take some work. It's going to take a lot of time. The reason why the last advice was so important, because you have to give yourself time with the time that you have. You can't be successful in 24 hours, let alone 48 hours, let alone 72 hours. And it's 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. You can't be successful within 3 days. You just can't. You just cannot. It's impossible. Because you don't know what you're doing. You just don't know what you're doing. So you have to learn. You have to be committed. Let's just say the 11 hours and 30 minutes, you just commit 2 hours to learning something new. To learning something new that will help you over for your future. That will help you for your future. It feels hard. Back to the statement earlier. It feels hard because it is hard. It is hard putting away time to actually learn something new that will help you. It is hard. It is hard. The good thing is that you can change. Wasting it, I won't argue back. You can change the time that you're wasting and start using the time that you have onto something, for something. Because one thing that stops a lot of people is the time that we have. I don't have enough time. Well, what are you doing with your time? You got 168 hours, work a full-time job. Okay, there's 80 hours, well, 40 hours gone right there for a week. Just imagine if you take 1 hour out of the 11 hours and 30 minutes. Just imagine you take 11 hours and 30 minutes and take 1 hour and start learning something new. And start learning something new. I saw this video. His name was like Jesse something. I can't remember his exact name. I saw this video. Dude was like, if you learn one skill for 10 minutes, you'll be better within a year, because a lot of people won't even start with 10 minutes. I said, ooh, 10 minutes? 10 minutes is all it takes to learn something? Of course, the more time you put into it, the better you will get in a quicker capacity, like the word capacity. But 10 minutes a day? If you just carve out, if you just put aside 10 minutes a day, get your phone out, set an alarm for 10 minutes a day. You're telling me you can't learn something new? You can't, you're telling me you can't put time to the side for yourself? See, that's what we have to start asking ourselves. What time do we have and what are we doing with it? Is it helpful? Is it beneficial? Is it unlocking our potential? In what way is it helping? In what way is it stopping us? What way is it stopping us? The last couple of years, ever since during COVID of 2020, I've been wanting to watch football games, basketball games, sports on a continuous basis. Every Sunday, every Monday, every Thursday, every Friday, whatever day the game was playing on, I wanted to watch it. I wanted to just be fully equipped in the game, be a fan of it. And then one day it just hit me. One day it just hit me. I said, hold on. I'm watching these people chase their dreams. Even though LeBron James is good, he's a phenomenal player. My favorite player is Kobe Bryant, even though Kobe Bryant was amazing. Hold on. I'm watching these people chase their dreams. I'm watching these people make an impact. I'm watching these people make a difference. What am I doing wrong? I'm watching them. I'm watching the games. I'm tuning in the games. But these people are tuning in on their crafts, are tuning in on their skills, are tuning in on their potential. I said, they move in the car. Hopefully they move quick. Oh, yeah, they're about to move. I said, these people are making millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Some people that's in the NBA, they getting that money. Some people that's pro, they getting that money, okay? They getting that money. DJ, what's going on, bro? They getting that money. So what I was doing wrong was that I wasn't chasing my dreams. I wasn't accomplishing what I wanted to do because I was watching them reach their potential. So then when I'm like, okay, something got to change. Something has to change. I have to change. I have to change. Chase, what's going on, bro? Yo, bro, do your thing, man. Hey, man, I appreciate it, dog. I appreciate it, dog. I have to change. That's when I started going along my journey back during COVID of 2020. I started to learn more about what I wanted to do. Thing is, I've never had a lofty goal or ambition. I'd be content to work a good job, save some, and pay my bills. But it looks like simply working hard is not enough. Let me read that again. Listen, Code Zero the Wise, this is what he just said. The thing is, I've never had a lofty goal or ambition. I'd be content to work a good job, save some, and pay my bills. But it looks like simply working hard is not enough. Ooh. I'm going to sit in there for a second. See, the reason why I'm sitting in it, because Code Zero the Wise is learning something new. It's discovering something that that's not spoken about until you're ready to understand it. Until you're ready to understand it. So the reason why I just said I'm going to sit in it, because here's the thing. It's hard. It no longer feels hard. It is hard. It's difficult. It's overwhelming. See, how do you start somewhere when you don't know where to begin? You start to feel something different. You start to learn something new. You start to see and observe things that you've never paid attention to. It's not the matter that you didn't understand it. Excuse me. More so, you wasn't ready to understand it. Hold on. My camera just went off. Hold on. I got to fix that too. Hold on. It was more so you wasn't ready to understand it. And so it's so great right now. It's so amazing right now. Code Zero the Wise is that to understand that you're on the right path. You're on the right path because you're starting to feel and see and discover something that you don't even know that's there. But as you continue to see what's there, now you start to discover your potential. Now your potential comes on the other side of this. See, one thing for certain is understanding that there's a process behind everything. There's a process behind everything. And what matters the most is that we start the process for ourselves. Let me know in the comments right quick. Lolo, let me know in the comments. So I'm starting a newsletter. I'm starting a newsletter. And if you would like to be a part of this newsletter, just let me know in the comments. Let me know in the comments if you would like to join this free newsletter that will give you daily updates on marketing, personal development, podcasting, business, and so on and so forth. Let me know if you would be interested in joining a free newsletter that speaks more in depth about this, that goes into more details about how to personally develop within yourself. And as you're developing within yourself, you start to learn the skills that will help you over time. The last important lesson that I want to hit on was just time. Give yourself time. To recap on everything I just spoke about, lesson number one, you don't have to, what was it? You don't have to be perfect. Lesson number one was, there we go. I like to stay, but need sleep. Still got to work. God bless you, bro. God bless you too, man. Appreciate you for joining in. First lesson. Use your past as a stepping stone rather than a crutch. Second lesson. You do not have to be perfect to start. Just start. Third lesson and final lesson. Is use the time that you have effectively. And that's how you're going to unlock your full potential. Listen, I appreciate y'all for joining in. I appreciate y'all. If y'all enjoyed this video, make sure y'all share with a friend that can potentially benefit from this, who want to unlock their full potential. Send this to them. Share this to them. And just say, hey, it's time for you to unlock your potential. It's time to unlock your potential. And this video is going to help them unlock it. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow, same time, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate y'all.